And it is another of my favourite season, and it is John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Dan Austin and by Phil Blundell. We've lost Sean O'Donnell, but we've not lost him. He's not able to make it down. So what we're going to do is, we normally do them back to back, as you found out when we put a lot of episodes sort of free out, sort of by mistake, it seemed. But Sean wasn't able to make it this week, but we wanted to get ahead a little bit because we've got a feeling that two parts wasn't going to be enough. Well, Dan sort of suggested that last time that he didn't think that session was sort of going to be enough. So what we've done is we've met up to today, the three of us, and we're going to do about 45 minutes just to sort of get us really into the business end of this magnificent season, should I say, and then we'll sort of kick on from there. So that is the plan. Sean O'Donnell will be back and we will sort of carry on from there, but we wanted to do a few more today, and we do start off with Watford at home, and it's the 27th of February. It's a 5-0 win. It's a brilliant performance, especially off the backfill of a disappointing 0-0. The goals come. It's famous for Sadio Mane.
Is he messing?
As I asked everyone.
the post-match show was just you in Taggies or Tier, whichever it was at that point.
Yeah, well, it was, yeah.
Just asking everyone if Sadio Mane, I think it was 3 minutes. That's all you did.
No.
That was the whole length of the show. I mean, not the...
I asked sort of a lot of people, but I mean, he's brilliant that night. He plays as number nine, which I really liked Mane as number nine. I sort of feel like we didn't do it quite enough, although, listen, the front three was the front three and it was magnificent, but I felt like whenever there was an option to, I always liked Mane at number nine. His first goal is a belter. It's a proper centre-forward header, and then it's Mane at his best for his second.
Yeah, the second one is cheeky, I would say, isn't it? He's sort of back to goal, and I suppose he's not quite one-on-one with the keeper. I think there's a defender in the way as well, isn't there? And he sort of back heels it into the ground and it goes over Ben Foster, and Ben Foster must just be like, what is this? This is not fair. Like, the fella's just able to do that when he's already, I think we were 1-0 up at the time, weren't we? And it's just basically, I think in this period, you sort of knew that if Liverpool went 2-0 up, that was basically. And it was quite early still, but it was sort of a nice sort of antidote to what we'd had at the weekend, which wasn't that fun really, was it? I mean, we've just gone two goals, without two games without a goal as well. When you actually look at this, because Bayern Munich, okay, it was a fine result and we get the point and we go through and all that, but not, we don't get the point. Well, we can't, your spiritual point, isn't it? You draw, you take 0-0 and it was fine, but you still haven't scored for quite a while.